sometimes just the getting out of bed, you've got to be grateful for those small things, because sometimes life does get you down.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Gratitude shouldn't just be happening around November, Thanksgiving time. You've got to be able to work it into that daily stuff. If you're bringing it in to make like a year-round thing,
yeah,
not just during the holidays, it can also change your mindset. It can change your mindset.
Absolutely. Hello and welcome to another edition of Adulthood is a Project. This is the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life. I'm Charlie, and this is my sister Casey, and we're your hosts.
In today's episode, we're going to discuss gratitude. We will also discuss the ins and outs of how we can practice it more in our daily lives and how it can affect our relationships and our own well-being. Let's get started.
Woo! Still making our own sounds because we just spent half an hour trying to get back to a different recording style, listeners, and it's being a little rough with us. So
a little rough.
But that's okay. You know, we're making good din-din noises.
I'm just grateful we have a good place to record now.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like we have found out that we really enjoy recording in the clubhouse. It is picking up our volume pretty well.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, attitude of gratitude on that one. Look at the positives.
Yes.
All right. So gratitude, and I'm in charge of the quiz today. Ooh. Okay. Now, I can't really move this computer too much, so can you just not look at it and cheat?
I'll try.
Okay.
You're just upset because I've been getting 5 for 5s.
That is true. I'm not upset. I'm proud of you.
Okay.
I am. It's nothing but pride. As I turn the computer so she can't cheat. All right. So the quiz today went through gratitude attitude. That's all it's kind of called.
Gratitude.
So it's a little mix of some different stuff in there. Okay.
All right.
All right. So question one. Finish the lyric from Johnny Mercer's 1944 hit. You've got to accentuate the positive.
Eliminate the negative.
Dun, 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 dun. I gotta be honest, when I saw that question, all I could think of was the simple bare necessities of life. The Jungle Book. I did not know it was a 1944 hit, guys, before I looked into this.
Really?
Yeah, I really didn't. I did not. Okay, according to psychology research, people who keep a gratitude journal tend to sleep better. True or false?
That's gonna be true.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Okay. In the office, when Michael burns his foot on the George Foreman grill,
yes.
What lesson does he think the office should learn?
Because he wants everybody to take care of him.
Okay. It was the episode.
Be thankful you can walk.
Yes. I'll give you a din, but not a din-din. You can get a din. It was that he wanted everyone to appreciate what it was like to live with a disability.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, so you're at 2.5.
Okay.
So you did remember the... Yeah, it was...
because he started to be like...
The building manager with the wheelchair he brings in. Okay. True or false, World Gratitude Day is celebrated every year on September 21st and started after a gathering at the United Nations Meditation Room in 1965.
I mean, those were a lot of facts, so I feel like it's going to be true.
Din, din, din. It is true. Okay, and this one, I'm going to give you a little leeway because there, I could see where it could go in a certain area, but let's see how you do. There is a TikTok. That's my other channel, guys. Sorry. Okay, there's a TikTok trend that where people start their video by saying what a privilege it is. And then they do everyday things like wash the dishes or they're going to work, doing laundry. What is the point of the trend?
To increase your gratitude?
Din, din, din. Okay. Yeah. They said it's about turning daily routine into moments of gratitude.
Okay.
But I guess the general idea was originally, like, instead of saying, I have to, turn it into, I get to.
I get to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I get to scoop dog turds later.
What a privilege that is.
All right.
So, yeah. So, I did, like I said, I mixed some stuff in there to kind of, you know, mix that around.
Yeah.
But gratitude can show up in so many ways.
So many ways.
And I actually, before I put that quiz together, had forgotten that I saw that there was a day of gratitude, like a national day.
Yeah, I didn't really, I honestly didn't know there was a day of gratitude aside from Thanksgiving, right?
Right. Which is, you know, what sparked us doing this episode.
Yes.
Was the fact that Thanksgiving's coming up, and that's, go around the table and tell us one thing you're grateful for.
Yes.
And it's funny thinking about that, because let's go with 10 years ago. I don't really remember. It's been a long time. And I remember hoping I didn't have to go first, or that I could go first. Okay. Because I could either go first and be like, my family, and be done. Or if I didn't go first, it gave me time to think of something.
Right.
And I look back now at that and kind of laugh a little. Because right now, there's not a day that goes by I don't find something to be grateful for.
Yeah. I think that's the thing, though, is a lot of times people don't think about gratitude until it comes, you're sitting at that table, and name something you're grateful for.
Yeah.
And you're like, ay, crap.
Oh, I hope I can think of something. Because it does seem like the holidays are what brings out.
It is.
People being more on the grateful side, or whatever the case is. And I'm like,
yeah. But as I've gotten older, I have definitely been more about trying to find things every day. Just,
yeah.
What am I grateful for today? And, you know, I don't even ask myself that question. Sometimes I just am sitting there and I'm like, man, it's a beautiful day.
Right.
And I think, especially since we've moved here, and people will a lot of times be like, you know, how's your day going? I'm like, dude, I live at a lake on a campground.
I know. For real.
I have any complaints right now.
For real. Or they're asking that as they're bringing us free food.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'm grateful for food right now. I have millions of things. I remember years ago, I think I told you this story when we started talking about this episode. I'd gotten a journal from our parents for Christmas, and I decided to try daily gratitude. So I was trying to start a gratitude journal. I'd been hearing about them, thought they sounded cool, but had never put one into use. So I got this journal for Christmas, and it's perfect timing. The new year's going to start, and I started gratitude journal, and I probably did it for, I think I was pretty steady on it for about 8 months. And my goal was to do, you know, 5 things a day.
Uh-huh.
And I found it as I was preparing for our move and boxing stuff up and organizing, like, what's going with me, what's not. And that journal was still in there. I set it aside years ago, and I started using it for other journaling, but not the point of the story. I went back to those old gratitudes, and looking at it, I can read, like, of the things I'd written, of what a struggle it was for me at that time.
Yeah.
To find stuff to be grateful for. And it made me even more grateful for where I'm at in life right now.
Oh, yeah.
That I don't have to struggle like that at all to think of things daily.
Yeah. And I mean, I know, you know, there's been a lot of times where, you know, things are happening in life where just it feels like the shit is raining down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there where I just thought, oh my God, is it ever going to end? And I mean, on those days, I remember just, you know, at that point, just saying, I am grateful I did manage to get out of bed today.
Yeah.
And so it's even those small things, and finding those little things on the daily, being able to find them on the daily helped me get through some of those tougher,
really
times.
Shit days.
And
you know, it's funny you say that, because that's exactly what I was thinking of. Even when I look at that and could say, oh, I'm so grateful now for how far my life's come. It's not that hard. I remember at that time that a day with some decent traffic was one of the few things I could be grateful for. And I was in a really rough spot at that time in my life.
Right.
And so, yeah, you're right. Sometimes just the getting out of bed, you've got to be grateful for those small things. Because sometimes life does get you down.
So
it can feel overwhelming.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Gratitude shouldn't just be happening, you know, around November, Thanksgiving time. You got to be able to work it into that daily stuff. And so it can really, if you're bringing it in to make like a year-round thing.
Yeah.
Not just during the holidays. And it can also change your mindset. It can change your mindset.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Even the next day you're like, oh, I'm grateful I got out of bed. Also, I took a shower today.
Yeah.
Wow, that felt good. I mean, and so all of a sudden it went from getting out of bed to, oh, I got out of bed and I showered. Like, dang, okay. Like, I'm having a better day. Something that small.
Right.
It could also be, even here, as we said, like, there's a lot of days where some stuff can get a little overwhelming.
Right.
And then you stop and you can look at the lake and say, I live on a lake. Seriously, how bad is this?
Yeah. And I think it can also take you from constantly comparing, right? I mean, listen, sometimes it's easy here at the park whenever these big rigs are pulling in. Gosh dang.
But they got two bedrooms that are big. Want to watch them back that thing up.
Yeah. So, but it can take you from looking at them and just thinking, wow, that's awesome. And instead thinking, you know what? Like, I'm so grateful for the fact that we're even in this campground and that we do have a rig that is actually really reliable.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
She takes good care of us. So I think it can change your mindset on that too, where you're not constantly comparing your life to that of others.
Yeah, feeling like you don't have as much as they do.
Right.
And then if you go with that mindset, you're going to turn into a lot of jealousy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is such a negative emotion.
Yes.
And I think we've talked about it in our positive mindset or our positive affirmation attitude of how much emotions can really affect your body.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, you know, if you can change it from scarcity of I don't have that to the abundance of man, but look what I do have.
Right. Yeah. Because I'm also thinking, gosh, who gets to spend every day with their sister best friend?
I know.
Live together, hang out, have a good time.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
And
laugh so much.
We do. We have a great time. So I definitely think it helps in not comparing what you don't have and being more grateful for what you do have. Because
yes,
life's a blessing, man.
It is. And it totally, in doing so, it shifts your mindset.
Yes.
Instead of looking at that negative, right? So then when your mindset starts to shift, it's going to improve your mental health.
Absolutely.
And when your mental health feels better, your physical health feels better. Like, everything just starts improving.
Yes. Relationships, everything.
Yes. Oh, man, for sure. Think when you're having a real shit day and there's someone, you have to live with me.
Right.
And say I'm having a shit day after a shit day, all you're hearing is my negativity.
Right.
Because now I'm venting it out to you or whatever the case might be. And that's going to affect you being, I got to go to town today. I'm like, I'll go. You're like, no, I'll go without you. Because at that point, you're like, I want to get away from you.
Yeah.
And then that can affect that relationship, let alone a romantic relationship, but friendships.
Friendships,
people
everything.
In the office, if you work with someone who's always negative, how much does it make you not want to go to work?
Oh, gosh. Yes.
We all have bad days.
Oh,
obviously.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's more of saying, but I'm not going to only focus on the bad.
Right.
I'd rather focus on the positive and that gratitude.
Yes.
Of and being grateful for the stuff you do have or the job you do have.
And so I think that's it. Those, like, how do you get into that daily practice?
Oh, like stuff you could do to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how to do that? Because I know you had brought up that you, at one point, were doing a little gratitude journal.
Yes.
And I actually, because we were kind of having a discussion about doing this, and I told her, I must have been 13, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And Mom and I did a little gratitude journal, and so every night we would sit down together, and we would write 5 things that we were grateful for the day, and share them with each other.
What? Mom didn't do that with me.
You must not have been her favorite that day.
It must have been that one day I wasn't.
She was always saying, I'm grateful for Charlie. I thought it was really weird.
I'm grateful I can get 3 minutes with Mom and she's not with Charlie.
Okay. I'm grateful Mom's paying attention to me today.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. And we did that for, honestly, we probably kept it up for a couple months.
Nice.
And then, eventually it's kind of like you forget or whatever. But
yeah.
But we did do that. And I've never, as an adult, though, gone back and done it.
And no, at all.
I haven't.
Okay.
So I don't know why.
Well, and I don't remember what started that gratitude journal I was going to do. I'd already had the thought in my head. And they didn't know I was doing it. I just happened to get a journal for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of those where I'm like, I guess I'm on the right track. The universe was saying, hey, yes, this is what you need to be doing right now.
Right.
So start that. And as I said, I think I kept it up for a good 7 or 8 months.
Mm.
Before, and I did. I went away with it, too.
Yeah.
However, in starting that practice, it definitely got me into that mindset.
Yeah.
Where I was paying more attention, even after setting the journal down and not picking it back up, of finding something to be grateful for.
Yeah. It gets you looking throughout your day. Because when you first start, and obviously I was 13, right? So, it would be silly stuff. I am thankful for food. And because you're like, I can't even come up with 5 things I'm grateful for.
I got to walk to Hy-Vee.
I got new deodorant. And when you're sharing it, right? So, I'm sharing it with Mom every night. And I thought, gosh, she's got to get bored listening to the same crap I'm grateful for every day. So I'd start looking for something new.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because I didn't want to, bore Mom with my gratitude the same thing every day.
That's funny because I was thinking, when I did that journal, I was like, you just had good traffic yesterday, Charlie. You can't say that again today. I was almost boring myself.
Yeah.
And so I can't imagine if you were sharing it with another person that
you're like, God, this dude, like they're so boring. They're grateful for the same thing every day. Get it together. Didn't anything new happen today?
So in starting that, in one way or another, it doesn't make you take that thought process and try to branch out and find something else that you could add that wasn't just...
Sometimes Mom would write hers, I'm grateful that Casey found something new to be grateful for.
Grateful Casey had a new conversation last night. That was nice. Fun change of pace over here. Sometimes I'd start looking at the food. There was days I'd put... I'm so grateful there was enough leftovers last night because that was the best lunch ever today.
Right, though.
It was when we saw this and there was that micro-gratitude.
Uh-huh.
I thought, well, sometimes I don't know if that'd be considered micro-gratitude, but being grateful for just leftovers, something really small.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and, it's those little things, though, just like the micro-gratitude. Why not? It takes nothing to send a quick text to somebody and say, thanks.
Sure.
Thanks for something that you did today. And, or even just thanks for being you, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or if you see, there are times, and I wouldn't have thought of it as anything other than just trying to appreciate something around me, but even on a hike.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, when I see a pretty flower, I'm like, oh, look at that pretty flower.
Yes. Well, and we've talked about this, how, for me, I go hiking just to kind of see something new.
Yeah.
And we were just out on a hike yesterday.
We were, yeah.
And we were discussing how, it's so different seeing cactus in a non-desert area.
Right. And immediately I said, I can't wait till they bloom. Look at those flowers starting on them.
Yeah.
Because I noticed the flowers or something that I find pretty.
And it's just, you don't have to say thanks, but it's just an appreciation. Like, just a small gratitude about that.
Yeah.
That you're getting to see something new and experience something new.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. So you could start, like, with micro-gratitude, or you could, you know, like we said, like, you were doing it with another person.
Yeah. A gratitude journal with another person.
But what if we did
You could even do it by yourself. I mean, you can totally do it by yourself. Absolutely. I was just trying to find a fun way to make mom like me.
Well, it'd be cool if, what if we all did a 7-day gratitude challenge?
Yes.
So for the next 7 days.
7 days.
So starting tomorrow, we can start today. Why not start on a Tuesday?
We could.
Who cares what the weekday is? Does that matter? 7 days. We find 3 things every day we're grateful for?
Yeah. And share them with somebody.
Well, I think. What if you don't? What if you just want to put them in your own notebook?
You can just put them in your own notebook.
And you can do that. However, you could deepen some relationships by sharing them.
You absolutely could.
So,
mom likes me a little bit better now.
Yeah, we'll see. A little bit.
But it does deepen your relationship because, and I think about this where obviously I don't do something for the recognition, right? I mean,
I sometimes do.
Well, I'm thinking, I know right now that we plan to take some soup to a friend tonight.
Yes.
I absolutely don't expect him to, you know, give us some big recognition for that.
Oh, no.
But if he texted us later, I was just like, hey, thanks. I really appreciated that. Or even, I mean, he'll probably just say it when we go over there, to be honest.
Yeah, he will.
But it's just a feeling like you're appreciated.
Yeah.
Feeling like your effort has been acknowledged.
Yeah.
That can help strengthen that friendship.
That's true, too. Like, if you take, I originally was like, where is she going with this? And now I'm hearing everything you're saying. And I'm like, you're saying to deepen it by sharing your gratitude with other people.
Right.
And I thought you meant in, if we're doing the 7-day challenge and sharing our stuff.
Sorry. So that,
no, that's fine. I just was like, wait, what? And I'm like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And sharing something you're grateful for that someone else might have done, not in.
Yes.
They don't have to be your gratitude partner for your 7 days, guys.
No. Sorry.
No, you were fine. This isn't tying together in my head, but I felt a little slow today because I did take an allergy pill. So I was like, maybe I'm not catching it all, but I get it now.
Okay.
Yeah. So in taking something that you are grateful for, but sharing that with someone.
Yeah.
And just saying, hey, I'm really thankful you did that the other day.
Yeah.
Or brought it up the other day when you said, you didn't tell me I did a good job cleaning the toilet. And I said, I noticed it and I should have said something. Because I did notice the toilet got clean and I didn't have to do it.
Right.
I was grateful you chopped the turds the other day and I mentioned it.
Constantly out there chopping turds.
But yeah, even telling someone something, just telling them you're thankful for them.
Yeah. I'm just saying it can deepen your connection.
Yes. That totally makes sense.
Yes.
I was jealous of your mom's situation, so I was still thinking on that. That you're bragging about your deep connection with her.
I didn't want to tell you, but we've actually continued it into adulthood. I call her nightly to go over our 5 things we're grateful for. Maybe I'll do that for the next 7 days. Call mom.
Do it.
Be like, what are you grateful for today, mom?
Yeah.
I've got 5. What's your 5?
What are your 5? I was only going to try for 3.
Okay.
I mean, I can think of 5 every day.
Well, I think if you're not used to it, I think for the 7-day challenge, finding 3 is
a fair number.
A fair number. Yes.
Because otherwise you might get a lot of repeats.
This is true. So I would encourage our listeners, for the next 7 days, 3 things you're grateful for, you can put it in a notebook or share it with somebody.
Yes.
And we would love to hear how it helps your next 7 days.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You could also just find someone to do, you could do like gratitude check-ins with a friend that don't have to be daily, maybe.
They don't.
But maybe once a week, like, hey, tell me 5 great things about your week that you were grateful for or something. That could be a way to build that community with that friend of you're both trying to find some positive stuff in there, maybe?
Yes. And that's, I think that helps a lot just with not only with your connection with your friends, it can, you know, build that community, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Whenever my effort has been noticed and appreciated, I am more likely to be like, you know what, let's take him some soup again or something like that.
Yeah, I could see that. I would see it more of...
Does that make sense?
It does. I was thinking, like, if someone acknowledges something good I did, I wouldn't maybe necessarily do it for that same person, but it'd make me do it for the next person.
Mm.
Is where I was thinking it. But I see what you're saying. Like, go back to the same...
Well, I was thinking of...
Possibly, too.
How... I mean, and we've all had those people in our lives where we've given and given and given and given. Mm. And there's no even acknowledgement of what you've given.
Right.
And that can get really wearing.
Yeah. Well, at some point, you've got to stop and quit giving to that person.
Yeah.
If they don't appreciate you.
Right. So, I was just thinking of that.
Yeah, like almost it could be contagious of... Man, yeah. I really appreciate you cleaning the toilet. Guess who's cleaning the toilet again next week? But, you know what? It goes, man, I feel like it kind of almost tied into that love language, though. If yours was like words of affirmation.
Oh, yeah.
When we were saying when you hear those good things, you're more willing to do it again for that person.
You are.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
But there is like, it's not just about feeling good.
It's not.
Because there is, you know, the science that can back up how gratitude can affect, like, your body, your emotional health.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Because when you're not feeling grateful for, well, it goes back to that comparison. When you're constantly comparing and it negatively impacts your own mental health.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
Yes.
At that point, I just feel like I don't have anything that's good enough. I'm never going to be good enough.
Right. And so if you, like, look up the benefits of it, instead of being on that negative.
The benefits of gratitude?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got, like, your mental and emotional. It can reduce stress, improve your mood, decrease your depression, because you're not doing the comparison.
Absolutely.
It can boost your self-esteem.
I think it would also help decrease depression because, again, like, you're looking for things to be grateful for.
Yeah.
And like we've said, in those hard times, in those days where it feels like it's raining shit on you, you can really focus in on the shit that's raining down, or you can focus in on, okay, I've got to find at least one thing.
Yeah.
So some days it's like, I am so grateful that another... shitstorm didn't start today.
True. I was thinking, there's also says it leads to better sleep.
No.
There was a point, and maybe 3 years ago, I don't even remember, guys, but there was a point where I would do it before I went to bed.
Mm.
I would lay down and find three things I liked throughout the day. I didn't write them down or anything. That wasn't a gratitude journal time. It was just,
like kind of a meditative time for you?
Slightly.
Okay.
And by saying them, just even in my head, I didn't have to say that loud or anything, but even by doing that, I think it let me rest my brain a little bit for the night.
I can see that.
So it could lead to better sleep in that way.
Yeah.
There was a study, though, that showed that it improved heart health.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, it was through the original one I found was through a Harvard study.
Okay.
And it was done in 2024. And it just basically, like, it... I didn't read the whole study, guys, just kind of glanced at it kind of thing. But they took, it was all women in the study, 49,275 women.
That's a lot of women.
Yeah. And they were found that the women who did the gratitude, they had a 9% lower risk of dying over the following 4 years than those who weren't doing as much gratitude. Not huge, but still, I mean, that's random, but I'm just saying that was one.
But that makes sense because if you're getting better sleep.
Yeah.
If you're feeling less depressed, feeling, you know, less, probably less anxiety.
Yeah.
Your heart's not constantly dealing with the pressures of that.
Well, and I know for myself, if I'm feeling good, I'm going to be more active.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
If I'm depressed, I know the one thing that's going to help me is to go take a walk or a hike. And yes. That's the one thing I don't want to effing do because I'm depressed.
Yes. But why is that?
I don't. It is a cycle like a mother, man. It is a horrid cycle. But the minute you take that walk, even if it's for, when I've had those shit storms raining down,
yes.
Sometimes I'd be like, go outside for 5 minutes, Charlie. That's all I'm asking. Go 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, you finally got past the, hey, I got out of bed today. Good job. Right. Hey, I got out of bed and took a shower. Good job. How about tomorrow? You try for 5 minutes outdoors.
Right.
And
it, not drunk, passed out in the front yard.
Right. I was still getting sunshine. That's why you pass out in the middle of the day.
That's right.
You're still getting your vitamin D. But yeah, it can lead to, you know, if you're going out, taking even a 5 minute walk, it could turn into a 10 minute walk. That automatically makes you feel better. So you end up moving more.
Yes.
And being healthier in that way too.
Yeah. And when you're on that walk, I mean, it's easy to find, you know what? I mean, I'm just grateful at this point my legs are still working, you know?
Hey, put that body neutrality in there. Focus on how your body can function.
That's right.
Yeah, my legs are working, which means I can walk. So there's something I'm grateful for.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or you can be grateful for, you might just have a really cool pair of shoes and maybe you haven't put them on in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the whole, I think, idea is it doesn't always have to be something major.
It doesn't.
It truly does not have to be a major thing. It could simply be, I'm grateful I had these pretty shoes today. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like, again, well, I don't just feel like, I think it's, as we talk about in these studies, when you're feeling grateful and you're communicating it, it can really change your mental life. Well, not your mental, I'm sorry, your mental
health. Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody needs to change my mental life right about now. You can improve your mental health, which can improve, I don't know. I wish you would help me improve my speaking abilities. I'd be grateful for that right now.
So would I. Oh, man. So, yes, it could. I don't even remember.
I'm grateful we have a blooper reel right now. So I think the thing with gratitude is it's not just like, you know, feel good stuff. And it really is something that you can practice daily that will help improve your life overall.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would say, you know, whether you're listening to this episode during Thanksgiving week or maybe you're listening to it like any other time of the year, I hope it just inspires you guys to find some things to be a little more grateful for and make it a daily habit.
Yes. Our lesson learned and growth earned is be grateful. Take the time every day to find at least 3 things you can be grateful for. You might be surprised how much it helps with your outlook on life on a daily basis. And we could all use a little more sunshine in our days.
In our next episode, we're going to explore time management and hormones. You're going to get our hot take on it. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go out there and be your favorite self.
And if you're enjoying what you hear, be sure to leave a review. It'll help others find us. Make sure to like and subscribe on your favorite listening platform to catch all our future episodes. And leave us a comment and let us know how your gratituding went.